The end of Samson's life was tragic, and yet by God's grace heroic. Taken captive by the Philistines, he was blinded, enslaved, and mocked by his enemies because he had given in to temptation and had broken his vow of separation to God. The last breach of his Nazarite oath cost him his God-given power, his position as judge and leader in Israel, and finally his life. The secret of Samson's exceptional strength did not lie in his uncut hair, although this was an essential sign of his consecration to God, but rather in his Nazarene separation to the Lord, which enabled the Spirit of God to come upon him in power in his fight against the Philistines. In the city of Gaza, where Samson was imprisoned, the Philistines made him turn the millstone to grind corn. But his hair began to grow again, and with it came the gradual return of his strength and his communion with the Lord. One day the Philistines assembled to honor Dagon, their god, and give thanks for the capture of their Israelite enemy. They had Samson brought out of prison for their entertainment, so they could mock him while he pranced and lurched about in front of them. The temple where the Philistines had gathered was crowded with people. There were 3,000 men and women on the roof, and many more inside. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, "O sovereign God, remember me, and give me strength just once more, so I can get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes." He said to the servant who was leading him, "Put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple." With a hand on each of the two central pillars, Samson braced himself and said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Pushing with all his might, he brought the temple down on the Philistine rulers and all the people in it, killing many more when he died than while he lived. His family went to fetch him and buried him in the tomb of Manoah, his father. Samson had led the people for 20 years. The book of Judges ends with two accounts that illustrate the spirit of apostasy and lawlessness that prevailed in Israel at that time. Intermarriage with the Canaanites, disobedience to God, ignorance of his law, and idol worship reduced Israel to a state of anarchy. Everyone did as he saw fit. The first of these accounts tells of an Israelite called Micah. He was given 200 shekels of silver by his mother to make a carved image and a molten idol, which were put in the shrine in Micah's house. Then he installed one of his sons as priest. Micah lived in the hill country of Ephraim. One day, a young Levite from Bethlehem in Judah came to his house in search of somewhere to stay, and Micah invited him to live there and be his priest for 10 shekels of silver a year. When the Levite agreed, Micah was glad and said, "Now I know that the Lord will be good to me, since this Levite has become my priest." At that time, the tribe of the Danites were seeking another place to live in, because the land they had been allotted after the conquest of Canaan was still largely occupied by the Philistines. So they sent 5 of their best men to explore the country. On their way north, these men came to the hill country of Ephraim and went to Micah's house to spend the night. There they met the young Levite and asked him who he was and whether he would consult God for them. The priest answered, "Go in peace. Your journey has the Lord's approval." The 5 men continued on their way until they came to a region lying to the far north of Canaan, where the land was fertile and the people unarmed and prosperous. When they returned home, they told the Danites about this place. "Let's attack these people," they said. "They have no protection and the land is very good." So 600 men, armed for battle, set out on the journey. On the way they came to Micah's house, and the 5 men who had spied out the land went to take his idols and carved images. They said to the young Levite, "Come with us. Isn't it better to serve a tribe rather than just one man's household?" The priest agreed to go with them and took the ephod, the household gods, and the carved image with him. When Micah found out what had happened, he mustered his men and went after them. But the Danites threatened to kill him if they were attacked, so Micah turned back and went home. On reaching their destination, the 600 men put the people to the sword and burnt their town. Then they rebuilt the place and settled there, calling the city Dan. A shrine was set up with the stolen idols, and the young Levite served as priest. The Danites continued to worship there until the time of the captivity. Next episode, Gibeah's crime.